Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1180. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Mujshadayv, Ben Rabaran Zisa, Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moisha, Lirfua Shalema Shendel Esther Bracha Bas Gittel, Lirfua Shalema Chaim Yosef Ben Sima Peril. Getting back to our malacha of Sheichet slaughtering. Okay, so we are going through basically various different examples which come up in reference to the malacha of Sheichet slaughtering, as we've explained a few times already. That the malacha of sheichet slaughtering, in general, obviously we understand sheichet slaughtering, you slaughter a cow, you shecht a cow, but in general, most of the shilas that come up in a general household on Shabbos has nothing to do with a cow or slaughtering or anything like that. We spoke about there's many, many various different questions in reference to killing insects, which we've spoken about some of the questions. We want to talk about some more, the various different killing of insects in general, and we also said that another part of the melacha of sheichet slaughtering is making oneself bleed. One has to be very careful not to make oneself bleed. So we've been going through some various different examples in reference to the making oneself bleed on Shabbos and that Isser. We brought down last shir from actually the Mishaburin Simon Shin Chof Ches, which is the simon which talks about Hilchas Refuah. Not our simon, but it's a Hilchas Refuah, and the Mechaber says straight out, the Shulchan Aruch says straight out over there, v'osa lahoitzi dam me'amaka, one is not allowed to let out blood, intentionally make oneself bleed. And the Mishnah Berurah, when in Simon Kuf Mem Zayim, which we quoted last year, went into some various different examples, putting pressure on a wound, putting pressure on a cut, and so on. Sucking out a cut, sucking out one's lips if their lips are dried out, and these actions will make oneself bleed. One has to be very careful not to do it on Shabbos. Just some more examples. The Mishnah Berurah actually brings down over there now in Sifkat and Kuf Mem Zayin. He brings a whole bunch of examples. He says a moitzes dam befiv min hachabura. It's chayiv, that one who sucks out, like we said, sucking out blood from or squeezing out blood from a wound, from a cut, is chayiv, mamash chayiv. He says another interesting case which could come up. Lachin is also limtzeis dam bein hashinayim. Sometimes, person sometimes has whatever, their gum is bleeding a little bit, it happens, or they have possibly a little cut on the gum between the teeth or whatever, so one has to be careful also. Even in that case, you'll say, well, it's in my mouth, what's the problem? But it's just to do actions with one's tongue, you know, a mouth is just sucking, you know, doing an action to pull out the blood, sucking on the blood. You know, sometimes people go like, you know, they give a, you know, how do you say, they're sucking the blood with their lip or whatever, from their gums, from between the teeth and the gums or something like that, and bleeding gums. So one has to be careful not to do that on Shabbos. And these actions, one has to be very careful. Many of them are chayiv, mamash chayiv min ha-Torah. So brings down the Mishnah Berurah, as they're all told us, falling under the malacha of sheichet slaughtering. And the problem with these actions, people sometimes don't realize. It's sort of like biting nails. You know, people have a nail-biting habit. That biting nails is not under the malacha of sheichet, slaughtering, although it could be, by the way, it could be. I do want to explain that if somebody has, a lot of times a person bites their nail, which you can't bite, you can't cut your nails, you can't bite your nails on Shabbos. But a lot of times somebody bites and they pull the nail and it pulls a little bit the skin and they make themselves bleed. So that's also part of the malacha of sheichet. And that obviously aser to do, but the biting itself, which falls under the malacha of goizes, which is shearing, which we're going to try and get to, possibly that might be the next malacha, Bezras Hashem. Many various different halachas which fall under the malacha of goizes, pulling out hair, combing one's hair, brushing, and all these various different type of things, biting one's nails and so on. So that one, and these are all, many of them are a habit. The person bites their nails, so they don't realize. So the same thing, a lot of times, dry lips, people have a habit of picking their lips, and people have a habit of sucking on, if they have a little cut in their mouth, you know, it's, the person doesn't think about it, so one has to be very careful. And when it comes Shabbos in these instances, to be, you know, to keep his mind open, as they say, not to do these things on Shabbos. Another case he brings down, which is the same as flossing, which we spoke about, brings down the Sefer Lama Tes Melachas, actually, on page 893, to use a toothpick, right? We spoke about a floss, but the same thing, somebody uses a toothpick on their teeth, near their gums, if they know that, again, the same thing, if a person knows that their gums are sensitive and they will bleed easily when scraped or irritated, so then one has to be careful not to do it. Similarly, one must not scratch, right, so before we get to that, so just to if a person knows, a lot of times people, Baruch Hashem, have good gums, right? And they don't have an issue. So then to floss would be okay. I do want to mention that. The brushing teeth is a totally separate issue. We're not getting into that right now at all. Like we said, brushing teeth is not allowed. A dry toothbrush separated. We'll hopefully get it. We'll talk a little bit more about that down the road, Bezras Hashem. But right now I'm just sticking to the flossing part, which is either a toothpick or flossing, and we're talking about pre-cut floss. Of course, the cut floss on Shabbos can't be done, or if somebody has pre-prepared flosses that have these little floss picks that could, that somebody uses, and if somebody knows that their gums don't bleed, that there's no issues with they don't have sensitive gums or whatever, and they floss during the week, and they're fine, so then they would be allowed to floss their teeth in such a situation whereby the floss, like we said, was pre-cut. If somebody flosses, I floss during the week, everything is fine, I never bleed, no problem. If they happen to bleed on Shabbos, so they happen to bleed, but they didn't know that they're going to bleed, so therefore the action that they did was okay to do. If it came out in action, one time by mistake this floss slipped and, you know, they cut their gum a little, or maybe they pushed too hard by mistake and a little drop of blood came out or whatever, so that the person can't avoid, because the action that they did was mutter, their gums don't bleed. We're talking about people who have sensitive gums, and their gums, they floss during the week, they do have some bleeding, so then one has to be very careful, whether it's using toothpicks, whether it's using flosses, all these type of things. He goes further and brings down, does the Sefer Lama Tes Melachas. Similarly, one must not scratch sensitive skin. A lot of times people have sensitive skin. Sometimes people have, I know by myself, sometimes people have sensitive skin on certain parts of the body. Let's say like on their arms, the skin is a little bit, I don't want to say better, but the skin might be a little thicker. Sometimes on their legs, sometimes older people get a little bit more sensitive on their legs. And if they scratch, they know when they scratch during the week, they bleed. It's very easily bleeding, so then one has to be careful. If a person has an itch, you're allowed to itch, you're allowed to scratch on Shabbos, but if a person knows they're going to bleed when they scratch, then you can't do that. So similarly, one must not scratch sensitive skin if the person knows that they will probably cause bleeding, right? The person knows during the week, when I scratch this area, whatever the case is, my leg, the sensitive skin, and I always bleed, so then you can't do that on Shabbos. If a person knows, I have a simple itch, I scratch myself, and I don't bleed, why should I bleed? So then it's fine to scratch if somebody has an itch on the skin. But if they know they're going to bleed, so then one has to be careful not to do it on Shabbos. Just another couple of things brings down Sefer Lama Tes Melachas on page 894. He says, one may not pull a loose tooth, which is the Davar Pashut, but we want to mention it anyways. Somebody has a loose tooth, it just brings back my own memories. I remember we used to have a loose tooth. We used to go to our grandmother, Allah Shalom, and during the week, and she would always pull it out. So, you have all these things. A lot of times the grandmother, they pull out the loose tooth. A little kid has a loose tooth, but one has to be careful. On Shabbos, you cannot do that. One may not pull a loose tooth on Shabbos. A Yom Tov, the same halachas apply to Yom Tov, by the way. It's Shabbos, Yom Tov, it's all the same in these halachas. So one may not pull a loose tooth on Shabbos or Yom Tov because pulling the tooth will almost certainly cause bleeding. You pull out a tooth, your person's not going to go bleed who knows what, but a little bit of blood, it will pull out. In general, most of the time anyway, so that becomes again the same story of psik reisha. I'm not pulling out my tooth to make myself bleed, obviously, but I'm doing an action that's allowed. I want to take my tooth out, so what's wrong with that? But by doing that action that's allowed, I'm doing an action will be caused that's not allowed, which is making myself bleed, so therefore pulling out a tooth on Shabbos is not allowed to be done. Again, a psik reisha. This one last quick case brings down the Sefer Lama Tes Melachas, powders and salves that draw blood. Any manner of causing blood to be drawn is prohibited, obviously, under the Melach of Sheikhik. Therefore, it's also to apply powder or some type of cream. A cream you can't apply anyways, but let's say putting some sort of a powder or a salve, whatever it is a person's putting on their body, they have these different type of things that draw blood from a wound is not allowed to be done on Shabbos. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and Bracha Kol Tov.